Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode 11 of the Good People, Bad Intentions podcast. And today I have a really special guest. It is none other than Sierra Escuza Day. Now, Sierra, how I became aware of her was how she was on this show called The All-Round Champion that was shot in Toronto. And she actually became the All-Round Champion. So she went against, I believe it was 8 different athletes in different sports. And she was the all-around champion. Of course, she is also a decorated boxer. She's had many different competitions internationally. And yeah, I'd like to have her on, get her experience with boxing, and see what the future holds for her. Because I'm seeing now she's getting some partnerships with brands. She's also an ambassador for True Sport in Nova Scotia Sport. All great things. And without further ado, here's Sierra. Hello, Sierra.
Hello.
How's it going today?
Pretty good. How about you?
Not too bad. Thanks for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Just quickly, were you just in Costa Rica not too long ago?
Yes, I was.
How was that? Were you training there?
It was really good. Yes, I did some training there, just recreational training, not with like any clubs or anything, mm-hmm. just like personal training.
And is there a big boxing influence down there? Or?
Not really. It was basically a vacation, but I did do training while I was down there, and it was nice with the hot weather.
Yeah. It's quite a difference in up here, eh? With all the snow and everything like that. Every weekend it's like another snowstorm.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on. Listen, I want to ask you right off the bat. How did you get started in boxing? Because you've been boxing for a while, right?
Yes.
About 6 years now. Okay. And what got you into it?
Basically, throughout elementary school, I was getting in fights a lot. Just, like, not even being bullied, no arguments, nothing, just fighting. And so I picked up boxing because I liked it so much. And I got in one fight the first week I started boxing, and I never got in a fight again.
Wow. And what were these, like, was it with guys? Was it girls that you were fighting at school?
Guys.
It was guys.
Yeah.
What were they, I mean, you don't have to get into all the detail, but why were they trying to fight you?
Well, we were young.
Yeah.
I probably instigated it.
And, hey, that shows a lot of, you know, reflection and responsibility. Have you seen any of these people, after the fact? Have they noticed your take of boxing or?
100%. Yeah. We're all good friends today. Still awesome. Go to school with all of them.
Was it like middle school that this was happening, or was it elementary? Okay. Yeah. So those are the years, like, I don't know about your elementary, but in mine, we had like fight clubs, like everybody just fought each other. So I guess it's an elementary thing, but
I guess it is. I joined boxing in grade 5 and I'm in grade 11 now. And mm-hmm. yeah, I've never gotten a fight since.
And going through school, has the boxing been giving you a little bit more, focus on your stuff? Like, obviously you're an athlete, and I'd like to get into some other stuff, 'cause I know you were also in a competition with other athletes, but
yeah.
has this boxing helped you with focusing on school compared to maybe some of your peers?
I think it has a lot, throughout elementary. I know I was young then, but I wasn't really paying attention in school. I'd get bored really easily. Mm-hmm. And joining boxing, you don't realize unless you are a boxer that you learn so many life skills, like respect, discipline, focus, And since I joined boxing, I do feel like since I have that focus for boxing and I want to go with boxing for my future throughout school, it's kind of the same thing. I get this focus and I know that my future is ahead of me and I have to do good. So I do think it helped a lot. Yes.
Awesome. And one thing that really brought attention, at least in my eyes, to you is when you competed against in the All-Round Champion contest. Can you talk a little bit about how that experience, because you won, and congratulations, you won against all these different athletes. Can you talk a little bit about kind of that experience? And because I know it was, were you there for a couple of months filming?
I was there for around 3 months. So basically the opportunity came up really spontaneously. My mom just saw it on the internet and we applied without thinking anything of it. You know, we didn't have any high hopes or nothing. And I made the first cut, and that was like already such a great like achievement for me, because it's all kids around the world, not just Canada or anything like that. And then when I got the news that I made it on the show, it was so surreal and it was just amazing. And it was a lot of pressure because I knew I was going away for 3 months. I wouldn't be able to see my family or anything. And also Toronto, which where the show was held, was in a pandemic at the time. So, you know, it was a little like nerve wracking. I knew I was going to compete and I knew how long I was going for. So that's basically how the opportunity came up. And being there was such a challenge, like without my support team behind me, my family, and going through all these sports that I never did. Like, it was really tough. Yeah.
I know you compete. You're also in football, right? American football. Okay. And was there any other sports that you take into? Because it just seems like, obviously you do boxing, but it seems like you could have almost gone any direction.
Throughout junior high, I played basically basketball, soccer, softball, anything I could play, like flag football. But now in high school, it's just contact sports, surprisingly. Yeah. But rugby and football. That's what I play in high school, yeah.
And I've heard with rugby, it can be pretty vicious, you know.
You know what? I honestly find it a lot easier than football, because in football, I'm on the guys' team. I was
okay.
the first girl to join in 5 years.
And wow.
All the guys are so supportive, which is great. Mm-hmm. But I find the gear hurts more than having no gear. And yeah. Going against girls, not to be like that, but it is a little bit easier than going with guys three times my size.
100%. I mean, so you're going against like grade 12 guys, eh? Like,
yes, I joined football in grade 9. Mm-hmm. And that year, the guys didn't really take to me that much, because I also got captain that year and I was what they'd say a rookie. So first year. And yeah, I don't know. I guess they're a little bit intimidated. And then in grade 10, we didn't have a year because of COVID. And this year I played and all the guys were great. And I was captain again.
I keep thinking about all these great movies like Mulan and like She's the Man, you know, where like a woman kind of goes within the ranks of other guys and holds their own. So it's also amazing that
Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
Also, the first year, I was the first girl to join in 5 years. And in grade 11, when I played, there was four other girls on the team. So, okay. I don't know. I kind of took it like, maybe I didn't have an impact on it, but it just showed a lot more diversity. And the way the community of the football team, like with all the guys, changed from my first year and my second year was just incredible. Like, so much more accepting, so much more supportive. It was really great.
And that kind of segues to a really interesting thing about boxing. Throughout your amateur career, have you worked exclusively with girls, or have you done some sparring with guys?
In my gym, there isn't many girls because boxing is a male dominated sport. And that's kind of what I want to change about it. I want to try to be a female role model and show girls that, you know, it's not a male-dominated sport. Mm-hmm. Anybody can do boxing. So basically, there's not many girls in my gym right now, so I do spar with the guys. And honestly, I rather spar with the guys than the girls, because it is tougher competition, and for me at least. And I find it's just going to make me tougher when I do face off against the girls.
What were some like boxers that you kind of look up to, not necessarily that you copy, but like some of the styles that you kind of see yourself wanting to be like?
I think I have my own style. Like, I don't, I feel like every boxer kind of boxes their own way, you know. That's why it's hard to coach as well, because you have to coach somebody based off of how they box. You can't teach somebody to box one specific way, and it will never work. But I do like Floyd Mayweather a lot. I think he's, I know people have, like, you know, some people either hate him or you like him. And I like him. I think he is crafty. I think he's smart. And I look up to that a lot. I want to be slick like that.
I mean, love him or hate him, he's kind of made boxing even more profitable than it's ever been. Like,
100%.
Yeah, so he's made it, you know, as far as any of the other athletes, you know, in other sports, like a lot of soccer players seem to make a lot of money. But, you know, he's really set the precedent as far as, you know, these big fights with a lot of money and a lot of attention.
So. Yeah, that's what I think too. You know, you either hate him or you like him, but either way, he's bringing attention to the sport and making people follow it and give it that attention.
And speaking of big fights, are you looking forward to the Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano?
I do. I should have mentioned that. I do like Katie Taylor a lot.
Yeah.
I do like her a lot, and I am looking forward to that fight for sure.
She's, like, I think she holds her own, just skills, power, like, timing. She's got everything, and it kind of shows the importance of going through the amateur system and a lot of the good skills that you learn. And I think this is going to be a really interesting fight, not only just for women, but just in general. And then, of course, for women, I mean, they're making history. It's going to be the first females to main event a card at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, you know, you're, you know, eventually, I don't know what direction you're planning on taking with your boxing career, but, you know, they're making female boxing just like they're offsetting that male domination that you were talking about earlier. They're making a lot of recognition, and Clarissa Shields is another one that the quote, she's been on fire lately as well.
Yes.
So I happened to notice that not too long ago you became an ambassador for True Sport.
Yeah.
In Nova Scotia. Are you able to talk a little bit about that process and kind of what you had planned for that?
So my football coach was a VIP coach for them. He is a VIP coach for them, I should say. And he was able to nominate two people to get that position. And he nominated me and one other guy from my team. And I got it. And that was awesome. I went through learning about the program, and basically we're just showing how important True Sport is, like having respect for your opponents or your whoever you're going against, having, you know, like all of those principles of True Sport. And I think it's an amazing program. I think having that, spreading that awareness for that, and I think it's gonna show a lot, because all of us do different sports especially, so it's going to show get attention to all the sports.
Yeah, and I'm really proud that you got that, because having good sportsmanship, you know, whatever sport you are in, I mean, it makes you a likable person, makes people want to get behind you. And certainly, like, this is all amazing stuff that you're doing. I don't think everybody does this, and it's showing some leadership skills as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're kind of setting the precedent for other athletes to have that kind of True Sport mentality.
Yes, I would love to be a role model to people. That's what I try to be. And I might not be, you know, big or famous or whatever, but I like inspiring people, and I enjoy doing that, and I love the feeling I get from that when somebody says, hey, you know, what you're doing is amazing, like, it inspires me. Anything, like, compliments are great, but it makes me feel so good to help somebody else and give that energy to somebody else.
Going through boxing, has any of your friends ever taken interest into the boxing? Like, have you inspired any other girls or anybody around you to take it up?
one guy on my football team, he always said, "Oh, when are we boxing, Sierra? When are we boxing?" And 2 weeks ago, he hit me up and he was like, "You know, I got this injury in basketball, so it's time to pick up another sport." And he's been coming with me to the gym every single day. He even sparred his second day there, and he's doing great. Wow. And another friend of mine that she comes a little bit. I don't know if she would ever compete, but she does do training, and yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, not everybody's going to compete. I mean, it's a lifestyle thing, but certainly when you compete, I mean, you get to the pinnacle of the sport.
Yeah.
And so a couple of things too. I seen that you have the FNX. You want to talk a little bit about your partnership with them?
Yeah, so basically I just represent their supplements, which mm-hmm. I think are great, you know. Uh-huh. They're all natural, they're really high quality ingredients, and I've been using them for quite a few months now, probably like half a year, and I think it's improved my training 100%. And they have such a wide variety. It's really a great company to get supplements from.
Yeah, because I'm just seeing you also have your own merchandise with millions.com or co. So yeah. I'm just seeing that you're making yourself a leader. You're getting some recognition. You know, you're 17 years old, right? You're getting 16? Yeah. Almost 17. When's your birthday?
March.
So we'll be looking forward to that. We'll wish you a happy birthday in March. So 16. And you're already, you know, an ambassador for the sport. You know, you're getting some brand recognition. So this is gonna be really good for your career.
Yeah, well, I'm just hoping to grow my path every day, you know. I'm trying to get bigger. I'm trying to, because the more recognition I get, the more attention I can get onto the sport, and that is what I'm trying to do. You know, people may say like recognition is all about yourself, but really for me it is about boxing. Like, I really want to get it out there to everybody, like to come try it out. You know, boxing is a popular sport, but I find it is more to watch than people actually get into it. And I want people to come try it. Even if you're nervous, you know, you come try it once. If you don't like it, you don't like it. It's not for everybody, but I think everybody should try it once.
I agree. What type of, looking into the future, are you looking at trying to make an Olympic run, or are you thinking about going pro at some point, or?
I think both, honestly. Mm-hmm. Right now, I want to make it to the 2028 Olympics for amateur boxing, but I would be open to going pro as well. But I think I would go pro after I've accomplished everything I could in amateur. You know, if I do amateur and I don't make it to the Olympics, and I've done basically everything I can do, you know, national titles, Commonwealth, Pan Am, that's what I'm going for right now. And if I don't make that, then I think I would go pro.
And I had a little bit of a conversation with you off the podcast. You've had the opportunity to compete in quite a few places. You've competed in Ireland, in Hawaii. Like, what are all the places you've competed?
So I've competed in Ireland 5 times.
Wow.
I competed in Hawaii 2 times. I've been to Puerto Rico. I've been to Costa Rica 3 times now, I believe. I've been to the States a couple times. Sweden. Yeah.
Wow.
I've been a lot of places, yeah. And I'm so grateful for that, you know. A lot of people tell me all the time, like older people, they say, you know, I'm this old and you're that old and you've already traveled half across the world. I haven't even left Canada. You know, so I'm really grateful for that. You know, I wouldn't have these opportunities if it wasn't for boxing. And that's a lot of my reasoning why I would love to give back to the sport. You know, I would never have left Canada or probably even Nova Scotia if it wasn't for boxing.
Have you had much opportunities to take a step back and do a little bit of coaching, or, you know, helping out with other fighters?
Every day I'm helping out in the gym. Right now, my coaches are still in Costa Rica, so mm-hmm. when the guy from my football team stepped into the gym, you know, I'm the only one there that knows him, so I've been coaching him until they get back at least. And I'm always helping the kids out, like the younger kids. I always, if I see something, I'll critique them and just try to help them out. You know, I love doing that stuff. I would really like to get into coaching one day as well, like seriously.
Yeah. I mean, you could be the best fighter and the best coach in the same life.
I hope so.
Yeah, because I had Sean Finnegan on. You know him, right?
Yeah.
And he was talking about some of the places that he's competed at, and he's competed in Ireland and Hawaii. I imagine at one point were you both competing at the same time?
Yes, we were competing. We actually traveled together to Ireland and Hawaii both times and went to the same tournaments. You know, we both watched each other fight while we were there. Yeah, he's a good friend, and he's somebody I look up to as well. You know, I see him boxing with his university, and that's cool. I didn't even know you could do boxing in university, and to see him doing that as well and representing boxing, it's really nice to see, especially traveling with him. And he's a really great guy. He's someone you can learn a lot from as well.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to have his coach John on next, so I'm going to have him on after you. Talking about the Crandall thing, because I think that's really awesome that there's that opportunity. And who knows, maybe you're thinking about going to university, you know?
I don't know.
You know? We'll see. But I asked him the same question. Out of all the competitors that you've went against, who would you say has been the toughest? Doesn't have to be necessarily like a particular fight. But like he was saying in Ireland, like they tend to get a lot of tall and lanky fighters for the weight divisions, and then they know how to use their size advantage.
Yeah, I find they do as well, especially with the girls. I don't think I've ever fought somebody shorter than me. I'm also only 5'1". I'm really short, so it's not often I fight anybody shorter than me. But my hardest competitions were definitely two girls I fought in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Both ranked nationally. I fought the second ranked girl in ranked second in the national U.S. team, I think, ranked nationally second. And I lost split decision to her. And I fought another girl that is currently ranked second in Hawaii nationally. And I lost both times. I fought her twice, and I lost both times to split decision. So really close fights, but definitely the toughest.
And when you lose like a split decision, obviously like it could have gone either way. I'm not asking you to speculate on this, but like, is there this mentality that when you go to these different international competitions that you don't have the advantage as far as the judges?
It is tough. I honestly love fighting internationally. Mm-hmm. I'd rather fight internationally. You know, you get to travel, and it's a new experience as well. And different fighters, they fight different than we do here as well. But I love fighting internationally. And it is tough losing a split decision. It is, you know, I travel all the way there. They don't travel at all. And it's like you're this close and you just miss it. But that's what lights the fire in me. That's what gets me back training harder than ever in the gym for my next fight. And I just want to get better and better and better. You know, that is, the loses are what lights that fire, not the wins.
Yeah, I was just about to ask. Obviously losing, a lot of people deal with it in a lot of different ways. And I was going to say, how did you deal with it? But, you know, using it as motivation or extra fuel. I mean, that's the secret. That's the key. Because unfortunately, some people, they go in the opposite direction, and it's sad. It's you know, it's not the way, the productive way to deal with it.
You know, it is hard, and I'd be lying if I said that I didn't have any tough losses. I've had fights that I lost and I went and bawled my eyes out, like complete mess. But after the frustration's gone and the sadness and the pain, it is hard, and people might not see how destructive it can be to you as a boxer, because, you know, I've trained so hard for this, I've traveled so far for this, but once those feelings are gone, you have to turn it around, and it does take a lot of toughness just to not feel bad for yourself and just say, you know what, I lost. That's what happened. And now I need to make it better. I need to turn it around.
That's a very important thing to for everybody to hear, because even if you're not competing in boxing, I mean, there might be, you know, you didn't get that job or you didn't, you know, we all have suffer losses. And unfortunately in boxing, a lot of people say this, you know, we have some of the highs and the lowest of the lows. I mean, if you're winning, it's probably one of the best feelings you have. But when you lose, it can be sometimes the worst, especially if you're the next day, you know, you got a black eye, or, you know, you got to deal with, you know, a concussion or whatnot. It can be tough.
It is. And that's so true. You know, I've had boxing my life. It's my whole life. It's my future. You look around my room, it's boxing everywhere. And that's what surrounds me through school. Boxing is what gets me through it. You know, at the end of the day, I know I'm getting to go to the gym and I'm excited every single day. I've been doing this for 6 years and I've never got tired of it. And, you know, like, that's why it's so hard when you do lose, because I'm building this as my future and it's everything I think about. It's everything I dream of. And, you know, so when it's losing, you know, you take it to heart. It's not just like I lose in school and I don't care about it, but boxing, I care.
Of course.
That's why I turn it around. That's why I have to.
If you care about everything, you're going to be a mess, because not everything is what we can control. But yeah, for something like boxing where it's, you know, you versus you a lot of the times, I mean, you know,
and
you
I
can
agree with that. Yeah. 100%. My biggest opponent is myself, because I will beat myself down, I'll tear myself down, and I'll be so mad at myself, but I just gotta let it go, and I gotta turn around in motivation and just push through it.
By the way, when you said you're a huge fan of Floyd, I couldn't help but notice you got some money in the background. Is that some of your original artwork or?
No, I forget where I got it. Actually, I got it a while ago, but it has boxers on it, and I believe Floyd may be on there. And
okay.
Mike Tyson is on it as well. So they got the boxers on it.
Oh, the moneymakers.
Yes.
That's cool. Cause I was like, yeah, like, oh, so she probably like thinking to herself, looking at it, oh, Floyd. money. Awesome. So taking a step back, we talked about the fact that you've competed in different sports, and I ask everybody that's got as much of a focus as you, because Sean it was you know, he talked about how important boxing was for him, and it's kind of a day by day, you know, a lot of work that has to go into it. Do you got any other passions or hobbies that maybe when you're a little burnt out from boxing that you dally into?
I really like sports. So like, I like watching sports as well. Mm-hmm. I like hanging out with friends, cause you know, I'm 16.
Yeah. And,
well, I like watching TV a lot, you know.
Yeah.
I am a boxer and I train really hard, but when I want to rest, I'm lazy. Really
what's your, lazy. What's your go-to series?
I can't even think. I watched so many.
Okay. Okay.
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai. Yes. Were you a fan of Karate Kid growing up?
Yeah, I really like those movies. Yeah.
Yeah. Cobra Kai. It's a very popular show, and funny enough, you're talking about True Sport. Don't be like Cobra Kai. That's no, you don't want to be like that. You want to be the, you know, Miyagi and is it Daniel?
Yeah.
I forget it. Yeah. I tell people all the time, I used to do karate. And you know, Karate Kid was like, for anybody that did karate, like that was the movie to watch. And it's crazy. Like, and of course, Rocky with boxing, it's crazy how these movies, everybody knows about them, and everybody knows the importance of, like, you know, martial arts or boxing and sports and physical activity, but only a select few actually participate in it. And it's really a shame, because I think collectively we all are kind of interested in, you know, boxing or karate or whatnot, right?
Yeah, I do believe that people have their assumptions about contact sports, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people would think, oh, if I put my kid in boxing, going to be fighting in school. But really, I think it's the opposite. I think it's amazing if you put your kid that's either being bullied or is a bully or just fights or doesn't even fight at all. You know, there's so many skills that you learn from boxing that aren't even boxing related, life skills. Like, I can't even explain how independent I've become since I started traveling with boxing. I mean, I've traveled my first 2 months into boxing, I believe, and there I was cooking my own food and doing my own stuff, and I never did that before. I'm not going to lie. My parents, they did everything for me.
No, but that's actually a very important thing to have happen. I mean, it might have been frightening at the time. But those skills, I mean, that's going to set you ahead of the curve. I remember when I went to university at 17, I never lived on my own or did any of those things. So experiencing at 16, you get a year or so advantage, right? Yeah. And that's what adult life is like. It's not fun. So, when you were going back to that show, the true, all around champion. Was it scary with the pandemic going on and filming? Were you scared? Was it a scary experience at some point?
I was not scared because they took amazing safety precautions. You know, we would check our temperatures daily. We would only work in space that it was only our select group. So we weren't ever around anybody that was outside of our bubble, I'd say, whoever the cast and the athletes. And so it wasn't very scary to work through the pandemic, but when I was there, I also learned a lot of independence. You know, I was doing my own laundry, I was cooking my own food. We had chores while we were there in our dorm. We had to clean it all by ourselves, all of us. So boxing helped me out with that one.
And how, with the criteria, you were competing in all these different sports, how many events was there? And was it that the person on average who had the best rating that made you win?
So basically how it worked, there was 10 athletes. So there was 10 sports, but there was an extra bonus week where it was a sport that nobody competed in. And basically how it worked was we'd have 3 days to learn the sport. So we'd do the basics, and then we'd have 2 training days, and then the 4th day we would compete, and we would have judges, and they would score us on how well we did, and we would get points for that. So at the end of the 10 weeks plus the bonus week, whoever accumulated the most points won.
Eventually, did you spar any of your people? Like the people?
I did in the boxing episode. Yeah,
No shot. Did you feel bad when you were sparring them and you're 4 days?
I mean, I would have, but no, I didn't feel bad because I gave them all a fair go. I wasn't hurting anybody. I was actually working with them to try show off their skills that they've learned throughout the 3 days that they got. So I was showcasing them rather than showcasing myself like usual.
That was very kind of you to do that.
It was very kind of me.
What was the hardest sport or competition that you participate in, maybe physically or, you know, just training wise?
I would probably say dance. And dance. That's not even you think, because I'm a boxer and I'm in the ring and all eyes are on me. I wouldn't be nervous because of that, but I was actually feeling really insecure about my dance moves. And so really? It was kind of tough because when I went on the stage, I knew to win. I had to change that feeling, change my personality. So I just went out and I gave it everything I had. And I said to the camera, I said to them, I said, you will not see the same person on that stage, because I just flipped the switch and just went off. And also tennis was really hard to pick up on. I thought my footwork from boxing would help, and I think it did a little bit, but that was probably the hardest one because it's so technical.
And was there a gymnast there as well?
Yes, there was.
How was gymnastics? Oh
yes, surprisingly, gymnastics was actually really good for me. I won an advantage that week that I didn't find out till the actual competition that it doubled whatever points I got.
Oh.
And I won first place in that. So I got 25 points, but it was doubled, so I got 50. And if I didn't get that advantage, I actually don't think I would have won the show. And
did you outpoint the gymnast, or the gymnast doesn't get points in their sport?
No, they don't get points sport or compete. But I was good at gymnastics because I actually did gymnastics for 8 years growing up.
Okay.
Longer than I did boxing.
Wow. What was your event that you trained for? Or was it like freestyle? Pardon?
In the show.
Okay.
In the show?
When you were younger doing gymnastics, like there's a tendency, like either you could be like an all-round gymnast or you do like particular skills.
Yeah. So I did do all-round, but I think the thing I was best at was bars because of my upper body strength. I always feel like since I was little, I had more upper body strength than everything. And yeah, that was probably my best one. But we did like beam and vault and floor, stuff like that.
When I was talking with Sean the other, it was a few podcasts ago, I was talking about, I don't know if you know the MMA fighter, George St. Pierre from Montreal.
I'm not sure.
Yes. Okay. Basically he was the welterweight 170 and the middleweight champion at 185 for the UFC some years ago. And his coach Faraz Zahavi had always said that he believed the gymnast was the athlete that was capable of doing pretty well all the other sports. And it's kind of interesting because I was thinking to myself, well, in this case, it's the boxer. But then you just said that you had also a background in gymnastics. So maybe that upper body strength that you developed earlier on has paid dividends.
Maybe it did. I don't know. You know,
yeah.
I hate to be biased, but mm-hmm. I am pretty good at every sport I do. You know, I find I am a quick learner. And from boxing also, I'm very coachable, I find. So any advice I can get or tips or tricks, I'll soak all of that in and I will try to apply it immediately. And I just think my love for sports also enhances that because I'm just trying hard at everything I do, you know.
And you have that competitive spirit, like you want to win when you're going in one of the fights, like you, because a lot of athletes, it seems to be the secret to success. You got to have that competitiveness, that fire, you know.
Oh, I want to win. I love when, who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that is what separates me as well, because I have that drive that will push me all the way. If I'm tired, I'm going to keep going. If I lose the first round, there's still two more left.
100%. We're getting close to time. I usually use this opportunity to kind of talk about, do you have any upcoming competitions or things that in the future that you're working towards? I know Brampton Cup's coming up pretty soon. Are you going to be participating there?
I'm not sure if I will participate there, but I am definitely looking into it. My nationals just got canceled for the third time, which sucks. I've never competed in nationals because once I hit the age, all three have been canceled that I could go to. But I am actually applying right now to be on the youth national team.
Mm-hmm.
I previously, a couple months ago, went to a Boxing Canada evaluation camp. So they mm-hmm. evaluated me, and that kind of got eyes on me to be looked at for the youth national team. So if I do make the youth national team, I could possibly go to the youth world championships. So that's probably like my biggest goal right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm working really hard in the gym to try to be prepared for that if it does come.
And the best way for people to get a hold of you, would it be on Instagram or
Facebook or Instagram?
Facebook or Instagram. Okay. Well, Sierra, I think we had a really good conversation. I just wanted to thank you for coming on. I think that you have a bright future ahead in boxing. You know, as I said earlier, it's been really refreshing to see you become an ambassador for True Sport, you know, showing some really good values and becoming a leader. And it's no coincidence, in my opinion, that you're getting some of these brand deals and recognition and really building yourself as a professional athlete.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me as well. You know, this was a great opportunity for me to get boxing out there and speak to you as well.
And I really appreciate it. And as always, stay safe, take care, and I look forward to seeing what comes next.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. It certainly was an interesting one, as always. I really loved hearing Sierra say that she mainly wants to spread awareness for the sport of boxing and all the good things that it's done for her. I think there is, of course, a bright future for her ahead, but also I think she is very accomplished in everything she's done already. She's certainly representing Nova Scotia, Canada, all the different facets. She's representing herself really well. I'm sure her family's all proud of her, friends, and I'm really looking forward to see what's next for Sierra. So as always, guys, stay safe. And if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel or subscribe to the podcast on your preferred platform. And that way, when a new episode is out, you're the first person to hear it. So take care, guys. Have a good one.